Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's not a qualification. So called for.
You are even a great man, but you are not the same animal
as me. God, so hot. Why are you so hot? Yeah, he said grit.
What up, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting After Dark. Wow, it's my first day already. Hell.
Oh, wow, okay. Right out of the gate.
Coexisting Fightful Prediction Show for AEW Revolution. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so excited for you to be here. Maggie, how are you?
I want to sleep so much, Rob. Shocking, okay? I want to sleep forever. I got a freaking bachelor's party in my day shift. Like, I was minding my own business, making coffee and tea, like, every day shift, okay? It's a national holiday today, so basically today is Saturday. It's not Friday. Like, yesterday was, yeah. So, I got a phone call in the bar's, we have a bar phone. So I get a phone call and I'm like, "Oh, Rob Bardello, hi, how can I help you bastards?" And a dude was like, "Hi, can I make a reservation for tonight, like 6 p.m.? And I was like, "Yeah, okay, I work until 7. So that's fine. Yeah, sure. At what time? He's like 6 p.m. And I'm like, okay, how many people and where? And he's like, oh, 35 people. And I'm like, what? And he was like, 35 people. Like, if you can put us all in the same place, that'll be fine. And I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. So I reserved all the space in front of the stage. And I was like, that should do it, I suppose. And like 5:59, the door of the bar opens and like men start entering the bar for 10 minutes. Like they didn't stop. And I was like, oh, that's a fucking bachelor's party. That's a bachelor's party. Okay, because they're only men. And by the way, because this was their first stop, they weren't drunk at all. They were really well-mannered people, wow, which is a first in my bar. So they were, you know, nice. And they smiled and said thank you. So that's a first.
Well,
yeah. But like, I didn't get a chance to watch Ring of Honor. I had to finish it right before we started our show. Mm. I loved it, by the way. If we have time left on our show, we're going to talk about that. So, before we start, please, guys, like the video. If like this is the easiest way to support us. Please like the video, leave a thumbs up, share the video on social media, if you would. Also, the direct way to support us is to send us a super chat and or a humper chat at humperchats.com. If you want to say something nice or no, like I did a lot of dancing on the on the reaction videos, just so you guys can have something to have fun with during the weekend, you know. Thank you so much, Ryan, for sending
it. Ryan sends us a super chat. How you doing, buddy? Cheer me up. My Philadelphia Flyers let me down by not making an easy trade. Ryan, I want to welcome you to the Chuck Fletcher experience. As a Minnesota Wild fan, I hope you I know what you're feeling, my friend. So there you go.
I have no idea what you guys just said.
I know you don't. So that's why I said that really quick. But Maggie, go ahead.
Ryan, if that will help, I will put on my Philly sweatshirt for the pre-show on Saturday. If you want me to say thank you for the super chat, I will put my Philly sweatshirt on.
There you
just
go.
Just for you. Yeah.
Well, let's get started, Maggie. AEW Revolution this weekend. Are you excited?
No.
We're not expecting that answer.
I'm not pumped for the show. It's just there. It's just there. Like I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna be an amazing show because you know the wrestling will be fine. It's awesome. It's an AEW pay per view. You know it's gonna be really really great. But the build has been ass.
Okay.
Even the match I've been most waiting for so much, House of Black versus the Elite. Zero build.
Yep.
Just a bunch of lights on, lights off, fuckery and everything. That's not a build. I'm sorry. They exchanged zero words with each other.
Yeah. It wasn't a good build up at all. I'll give you that. But let's just go ahead and go in the order that we have it listed on our script. No holds barred match. Christian Cage taking on Jack Perry. Christian Cage is back having his first match in, what was it, May of last? I don't know. Last summer sometime.
This is a
was
hard
it double,
one.
Was it Double or Nothing when he came?
I don't remember anymore. It was a long time ago. Like Jungle Boy had the match against Luchasaurus at All Out, right?
Yeah.
Or was it?
I think it might have. I know it was
full
like
gear. Yeah. Okay. He had the match between Christian Cage at All Out, and Christian Cage was already injured, so it was a really short match. And then he fought. Please, Someone correct me if I'm wrong, because my memory sucks. You know, like Rob and I have a problem with long-term memory. Did he face Luchasaurus at Full Gear after he faced Christian Cage at All Out? This is my question. I have zero memory, okay? Like, my brain is flipping me off right now.
Yeah, I don't remember. But, yeah, so right now, I know when Christian Cage went on, won on his way out, which we all questioned. So I think Jack Perry has to go over. I really do. I think Jack Perry needs to go over. And that's the way it needs to be. Jack Perry has to get this win.
I also need him in New Year.
I'm not like, I don't know. Are you getting audio feedback from me or?
No, zero. Okay.
I'm getting like some kind of audio feedback. So I don't know if it's.
The chat will tell us. Is it like me when I tell you that I'm hearing myself and no one else does?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I'm hearing something, so I don't know.
I hear nothing but you, and that's really nice. So if the chat will tell us if there's something wrong, please, guys.
Okay.
Yes. Also, guys, please tell me if I'm glitchy because I have a new router for quite some time now, and I forgot to ask you guys. Okay. Because I never want to watch the show back because I don't want to watch my face. So, Jack Perry wins here. Yeah. Hopefully, they've been protecting Jungle Boy a lot. And I hope that this is the last time I call him Jungle Boy because I feel like we've moved past this thing already because he's like Jungle Man ever since. But I can't wait for this match. I hope that Christian Cage is 100%. Just so, you know, he's a ring general. And I'm excited to see what he can do against Jack Perry.
Yeah.
He's also a dick, so I would be glad if Jack Perry kicks him in the nuts.
There you go. The nuts. I like that. The nuts. Chris Jericho.
Yeah, like, while we talk about this, might as well, talk about
Titan
himself. Yeah. Tie with Dynamite, like everything that happened was like, the thing is, I would love to see more built in Jack Perry's character because I feel like what we get from Jack Perry is awesome in-ring work and nothing more because I feel like I have no idea who Jack Perry is, seriously. I know that he has excellent hair. He's really good in the ring. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to have, you know, a dinosaur friend, which I, by the way, think that Luchasaurus is returning at Revolution. Either to attack Christian Cage and, you know, my commands with Jack Perry. Or, like, I feel like he's returning because we haven't seen him in... ever since Jack Perry beat him.
Yeah.
I want to say, yeah. So, yeah.
And it was All Out when he
the short match. And then Jack Perry faced Luchasaurus at Full Gear, right?
Yeah. I'm looking right now for Jack Perry's matches. But, yeah, Jack Perry. Full Gear. Jack Perry defeated Luchasaurus.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Okay, yeah, so I'm pulling for Jack Perry in this one.
Yeah. So there we go. I think you got to go with Jack Perry. You just got to in this case. Moving on to the next match, we have Ricky Starks taking on Chris Jericho, one of the weirdest build-ups for a match in a long time.
Okay. First of all, Chris Jericho versus Peter Avalon in Dynamite was super great because I've missed Peter Avalon. Like, I don't watch... yes, he does have a super hot girlfriend. Yes, Anna!
No. Yes. I did get the double meaning there, Soupy. The turtleneck.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I don't watch Dark or Elevation because, like, I literally have zero time. And now with Ring of Honor here, I, like, who needs sleep anyway? So I've missed Peter Avalon in the ring. I've missed the fact that he started wearing tights for some reason. And they suit him, by the way. He looks really great. He's really smooth in the ring. Because I haven't seen him in such a long time wrestle. I don't know if he was awesome the entire time, or I just forgot. This is really, you know, frustrating. So, Chris Jericho had no offense. Then he pulled, like, you know, the what was it? The Judas effect. And then, the 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Fucking thanks, bye, Peter. See you on Dark. And
wow. Kate, you didn't hear that. That cut out, so, yeah.
So it's because I know that this is a Chris Jericho feud. I feel like Action Andretti will get involved in this match and cost Ricky Starks. I feel like Action Andretti is turning heel.
That's a good point. I actually didn't think of that. That's actually
because this is the only way you could stretch out the Chris Jericho feud even longer until Double or Nothing. You know damn well this is where it's heading.
Oh yeah,
Action Andretti will turn on him, seriously.
And he has that entertainment name too, like, you know.
Yes.
So that makes perfect sense. He was also
just a guest on RJ City's show.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Ryan sends us a super chat that says, sending this because I literally looked at my screen and said, damn, Rob is looking good. Keep kicking ass.
You are looking good. You're fucking great, okay? You hear that?
Thank you. Hear me? Thanks. Okay. I'm getting all red, not because of the light here, but thank you. Thank you, Ryan. That means a lot.
Thank you, Ryan. You're the man also. If you want me to shout at you guys, please send us.
Yeah, some people will pay extra for that.
Yeah, if you want me to shout at you how awesome you are for, you know, supporting us and stuff. This is. So I if you've sent me a DM and I haven't gotten back to you, it's not because I ignore you. It's just because my phone sucks. Okay, for some reason. Jesus Christ, this is my new phone fund.
New phone
please send,
fund.
Please send us money so I can have a new phone.
Let's move on.
After that, so I feel like Chris Jericho will win here because I didn't mention it at all. Yes, this is the only way. Chris Jericho wins and then Ricky Starks wins a Double or Nothing. Although I really, really wish for Ricky Starks to win here. Seriously, and then Ricky Starks to win the TNT championship off of Wardlow at Double or Nothing. This is something I want to see. Ricky Starks needs to have a belt because I do not count the FTW belt as anything. It's really nice. It's orange. I hate orange. Sorry, Taz. I really hate orange. I'm so sorry, Taz. I love you. Please don't kill me. But, you know, I don't count the FDW championship belt for anything. It only looks good on Hook because it's Hook. Okay. That's easy. Even I'm not saying that.
Yeah, okay,
so moving on. Yeah, I'm not saying that. I promise to be on my best behavior. So next up.
Why today?
I'll go wild on the pre-show for at Select.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So next up, you have the Texas Death Match between John Moxley and Hangman Adam Page. Okay, these two. I'm really looking forward to this match only because
they're going to beat the holy hell out of each other.
Yes, they're going to beat the holy hell out of each other. I know that Moxley isn't anyone's cup of tea because he just, you know,
what I'm drinking.
Yes.
Right when I was about to take a sip.
All right.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't know how to phrase this. John Moxley will forever be, yes, this is all true. Moxley's gonna bleed the second he goes into the ring. And it's a Texas Deathmatch. Come on. It's, yes. The promo he cut on the stairs that they showed, I was like, what? Okay, there's a camera in front of you and you're, you know, talking shit and your blood is pouring all over the steps. First of all, why isn't the cameraman going, hey, Mox, you want to just shut up and go to the doctors? And second of all, did someone clean that up? Because it's not exactly sanitary and someone will slip, okay?
Yeah. I'm
I need a BTE skit where Ryan Nemeth slips. Because, you know, that whole BTE skit they're doing with Ryan Nemeth, that he's walking funny and, like, no one walks like that. This is the little bit that they have. So he can, you know, slip and fall on his stupid ass. And everyone was like, there, now you're walking like a person. So I'm gonna need for someone to you know, shoot a video of someone cleaning that up, because it's my OCD talking and that's not right. And also Hangman, Chris is here. I didn't think you'll make it.
Hi Chris.
You're so great. Hi Chris.
Yeah. Happy I made it home in time for the show. We're happy you made it home.
Yes, too. Yes, you did. I did a lot of dancing on my Dynamite reactions just for you and Soupy and Ryan. So yeah. Go nuts. Yes, so and after that, Hangman returned with a promo of his own. Where was that promo shot?
It looked
like an abandoned horse factory.
Yeah, it looked like a stockyard, because like a stockyard is what I thought it was. That's where I think it was, like, shot. The Cow Palace is, I assume, it was somewhere like pretty close, like to that where Dynamite was taped, because they do a lot of, like, they used to do a lot of cattle shows and stuff there back in the day. I don't know if they still do, but where, anyways, that's where I think it was. I think it was somewhere near the arena, basically, is where I think
yes
it was.
Yes. This match is going to be insane. They'll probably fight some a lot in you know, in the audience, I suppose. But that's, it's going to be an attraction. Like, death matches aren't necessarily my thing. They're really not. Like, let's get something straight. I do not mind bleeding. It's like, it's a natural thing. If someone hits you, you bleed. It doesn't make, not only does it make you a badass for, you know, fighting while you're bleeding, it also makes the other person a badass for hitting you so hard that you're bleeding. So I have no problem with bleeding. It's just that, like, sometimes I need way more professional wrestling in my wrestling than actual, you know, deathmatch wrestling, because, like, it's a nice change of pace, but, like, let's go back to the pro wrestling. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I have no idea who wins here. I kind of hope Hangman wins. I don't know, but, like, if John Moxley loses, like, what do you do with BCC after that? Do they get into the trios division after a loss? And if Bryan Danielson loses, like, Claudio Castagnoli has some serious talking to do with both of them, you know, for losing. I have no idea. I'll be happy and or sad if any of them lose or win. So this is weird. I feel like I'll always root for Hangman because he's, you know, he's AEW sweetheart. This is how I view Hangman. He's the heart of AEW. So Cowboy wins.
All right.
What do you think?
I've been thinking Hangman the whole time, but the way his attitude's been, like, lately, I'm kind of wondering if they're going a different route again. But I think I'm going to go with Mox, or I think I'm going to go with Hangman, because I'm curious to see what they do with the Elite with him and the Young Bucks. He's hinted at that before in in promos.
We still don't know which what Bridges he was talking about.
Yeah,
he said that he's gonna go Mansoor Bridges, and we never got to see what those are. And before someone said it was Dark Order, it wasn't hijacking.
And this is what pops me the most, is I can just, like, when you're talking, I can just bring up certain people and just, like, and just go right off topic, and I love it.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, sweetie. I'm so glad that you're here. By the way, I cannot wait for the weather to be a little more hot, just so I can wear my Elite POV tank top. It's my favorite.
She sends us a super chat too. She says, "Hello, Rob and Maggie. I needed to see your beautiful faces today, so I'm tuning in for a bit. Love you both. We love you. So thank you very much.
We appreciate you so much, Jackie. You're the sweetest. We love you and appreciate you so much. I miss your voice."
So she wants you to sing a song for her.
Sure, I always do.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, she has a beautiful voice. I'm going with Paige because it's the same thing. Moxley doesn't need the win. He's fine. And I like how I like how they're all turning, like, they're acting heelish. All the Blackpool Combat Club. They're all
of BCC, yes. Yeah, all of them. Even from last night's Ring of Honor.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Hangman's going to get this victory. And I think Moxley will be fine. So I'm curious to see what goes on. I'm really curious to see where they go from here. And I'm wondering, every time Moxley has a match, I'm like, okay, or after a pay-per-view match, I'm like, okay, now he's going on vacation.
Now he's going on vacation. So we'll see. Poor Renee, seriously.
Yeah. We'll see.
Poor Renee.
This time I don't think he's going, and now who knows? Maybe he'll take that week or two off, but who knows?
Yeah. So next up we have AEW's Trios Championships, the Elite versus House of Black. This is kind of frustrating to me because this has always been a dream match for me.
Just a shitty build up. So
a really, really shitty build up. No, it's not a shitty build up because it's not existent. You cannot just like the Elite are in the ring and then the lights go off and then they go on. And like House of Black are there, they point at each other, and then everything's fine. This is not a build. That's really not a build. I'm kind of disappointed about that. The match is gonna slap ass. It's gonna be really good. Kenny Omega versus Buddy Matthews. Fucking please. It's gonna be an amazing thing to watch. Probably gonna be a match of the night, probably. So I'm really looking forward to that. In spite of the shitty buildup, the thing that happened on this week's Dynamite was the biggest thing they did to build this feud. Like, I know the House of Black beat up Brandon Cutler. I'm aware of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, and this was awesome, by the way, but, like, it didn't lead anywhere. I know that it's not necessarily their fault because Buddy Matthews had some visa issues, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So it's, but, like, they could have done something. Like, like I said, they didn't even exchange words with each other.
Yeah.
Like, the Elite didn't cut not one promo. Not one promo about that. It's really weird. So this match is going to hump.
I just hope they don't do... Like, I mean, granted, it would be fine because of... Don't get me wrong, it would be fine to see. But I hope they don't do the same thing where they go into a best of seven series again. Like,
No.
I'm just saying,
are there talks about that?
No, I'm just saying, I don't want to see that. Like, I mean, story wise, I don't want it to be, but if you're telling me, like, hey, you go to watch seven of these guys, seven matches, I'd be, you know, like,
yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Course, like,
yeah, but like, no, please.
Yes,
no.
That's what I'm saying.
I will always want to see more matches between them, but like, no. Who wins? I feel like the House of Black will win via fuckery. I don't feel comfortable enough sharing what that fuckery will be. I will talk about more of this on the pre-show on Fightful Select this Sunday.
Why? But... Whoa, 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 whoa. Why? What?
No, I'm making people to tune in.
Okay. This is our bread and butter. Come on, Maggie.
Okay, FTR.
You think FTR shows up?
Yeah.
In this match?
Yeah. Probably not alone.
Oh, you think Punk showing up too?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know it's like 10% possible, but I feel like this is the only way that, you know, it's gonna be a legitimate shock for the Elite in story, like in kayfabe, for them to see those three first of all together, and second of all Punk back. So this is a legitimate distraction. It's not a stupid distraction, which will make them look stupid and the House of Black win. This will be a legitimate shock for them, again, in kayfabe. So this is a good way to get those titles off.
I peer pressured you, I guess, Ryan says.
Yes, Ryan, thank you for pointing out one of my biggest flaws.
Well, listen, like, we obviously coexist, or Fightful Select's where we got started, but this is where the millions and the millions, and when I say millions, I don't know how many, 25, 27, it looks like, are watching.
A couple of hundred after that.
I would love it, but it's kind of what I said to, and you will have to tune in to Coexisting After Dark to hear more about this, but I just have a feeling if they're going to put CM Punk on TV, they're going to want to advertise the hell out of it, you know?
Yes, and I will tell you the same thing I said on then. It's a pay-per-view, so they have already paid for that.
Yeah.
And they don't need to promote that for Dynamite because they know that he'll be there.
But this is my point. But my point is that part, I do see where you're coming from. But my point is, too, is if you advertise it in advance for TV, when you're negotiating TV rights, that can go a long ways.
Did they already close those negotiations?
No, that's the thing. Like, well, we don't know. We don't know. But that's what I'm saying. You use that to your advantage, I think. But you're right.
They could have told them that they got him back.
Well, that's the...
Not us. You know, they could have
told them. I know. But I'm just saying... I see your point from it would get the wrestling world talking. It definitely would. And you're right. It would get people to tune in on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But
granted, they didn't promote Punk for Rampage at all.
Well,
I know.
Everybody knew
this is different. I know what you're getting at. I know this is different. And again, I am 10% sure that this happens.
Yeah.
But for me, it'll be the only logical way to get those titles off of the Elite. And onto House of Black, because I really feel like House of Black need a huge win because they have had nothing, and it pisses me off.
So this is where my theory goes. House of Black's going to win, but I actually think they're going to get help from somebody, and I don't think it's going to be from FTR or CM Punk. I think it's going to be from Miro.
You're right, because of the mist.
Yes.
We never got a payoff from that mist. And, you know, the glasses that he wore.
But, I mean, that's going way out there, because right now the storytelling in the build-up for the show has just been way out there. So
because, like, here's some Bulgarian news, guys. Today, is the biggest national holiday that Bulgaria has ever had. Like, this is the biggest day in Bulgarian history, March 3rd. And I know that Miro was back in back home, like, last week or the week before that. I have no idea if he's still here. Zero clue. But because, like, he's been kind of a... He's in love with his home country. Like, he loves Bulgaria so much. So for him to not be here, like, granted, he may be here today and then he could fly back home. But, like, that's cutting it a bit close. I would love that because you know how much I miss Miro. Mm-hmm. I have seen comments on Twitter that go, you're the only one who misses him. He's really shitty. And I'm like, what have you been watching? Mm. Like, what are we watching the same wrestling? Like, Miro is the biggest miss in AEW right now because he's not even on television. He's not even being booked shitty because he's not even there. It's really pissing me off. And people go, well, that's what he gets for not putting people over. And what the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
23 March. So,
I mean,
what are we doing? Like, what are we doing here? If this happens, kudos to you. Like, it's, I forgot about that. Because guess what? He wasn't even there!
Yeah. I mean, that's
how am I supposed to remember that if they don't, you know, they make me forget about that because they don't even mention him on television. They mention all the TNT champions, they don't even mention him. Like, this is hurting my Bulgarian soul, okay? If I had any. We spent a lot of time on this match.
Yeah, I know. But that's because we talk about people we love.
I know.
Everybody involved in this match, and even the people we added to, like, possibly be involved in this match, we all love. Yes, so
this has a potential to be, like, the biggest awesomeness-filled match on the card if it happens in any way that either of us said. So,
And who knows? Like, I mean, I have heard what Brandon said here, that Miro has rejected all creative. The thing is, we don't know if it's been all creative. We don't know that. Maybe it's just been one or two. I mean, there could have been other things that have come up. Maybe he's agreed and they've just gone different ways. There's no way. I've heard the reports, but that's the thing. There's circumstances and who knows? We'll have to see. It's been to the point.
You said the House of Black will win, right?
Yeah, I think they'll win regardless.
Okay. So because we won't get this on the show, let's talk real quick about the Face of the Revolution ladder match, which I was so happy that they added on Dynamite because of that 1 hour, 60-minute Iron Man match that they have for the main event. Imagine having a Face of the Revolution ladder match in there also. This will be a 7-hour show. In AEW's terms. Yes, they will help. You're also correct.
I doubt that, Alex.
Come on. So, the Face of the Revolution ladder match. Where...
you know what that reminded me of? It reminded me of my dad wanting me to hold the ladder when he went up to do something.
This was really stupid. Like, everyone complaining online that they held a ladder. If you see a huge-ass, meaty man on a ladder, wouldn't you hold the ladder?
My thing is I want him to be helped. Like, would you rather him be, like, somebody hold that ladder, or would you rather him hurt himself? You want somebody to hold that damn ladder. Now, the one thing that if you want to talk about something that was stupid, there's a video of a ref helping a wrestler light somebody on fire so the wrestler can throw the guy like 15, 20 feet. Now, that was beyond stupid. That is stupid. holding the ladder, like, I don't like it, but I would rather them do something safe than...
Of course. Wars.
Like, that's a thing. Like,
battle for Ring of Honor 2021. I don't even remember who were the wrestlers that were fighting on top of a ladder that was between the ring and the barricade. The refs were holding the ladders.
Yeah.
Okay, because like those are the refs, they're not their opponents. Like yeah. The opponents would have wanted them to get hurt in kayfabe. The refs don't. The refs just literally the ref's job is to make sure that you're safe. To keep the wrestler safe. Of course, they're going to hold the ladder. If you're going to pretend to be angry at something, go be angry at your mother for not changing your sheets while you were, you know, bathing or whatever, or taking a shit. So, this ladder match. Okay, Ortiz and Eddie Kingston, they just gave zero fucks about this match. And they just left.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's so funny. And then we got a payoff at Ring of Honor last night. So that's great. Powerhouse Hobbs winning.
I love the reaction he got.
I love the reaction. He was in his hometown. Of course, he was going to get cheered a lot. This was the right move. I wouldn't be opposed to Powerhouse Hobbs and Samoa Joe and Wardlow, and then Miro comes back. So why not throw in all the meaty men in once?
Here's Chris's super chat. He had to DM it to me, so here it is. People who dislike Miro are probably bad at sex and smell bad.
Thank you for
there you go.
Thank you for pointing out the obvious, Chris. Yeah. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for supporting the show and Miro.
Miro's like, I owe that guy an interview.
Yes, so that's it about the Face of the Revolution ladder match. Yeah. Next up, we have the AEW TNT Championship, Samoa Joe versus Wardlow. Holy crap. Of course, I'm looking forward to this match. You want to guess why?
I'm going to go out on a limb because you're excited to watch Samoa Joe do the walk away. I don't know.
It's going to be flawless, by the way, because I wonder how he can pull off the walk away spot when Wardlow is doing the Swanton Bomb. I wonder how that can happen. It's not going to happen. I feel like Wardlow wins this match.
Yeah, I think Wardlow wins.
Yeah. I think not because I'm a warho. It's just because
I'm a war bro, you're a warho. So that's how it works.
No, I'm a warho.
Warho.
Say it correctly.
Warho. 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 And I'm a web bro, so.
Yeah, bro.
Anyways, I have Wardlow winning as well because I think Samoa Joe's going to spend a lot of time in Ring of Honor, mainly. That way he can, he gets to hang out basically home. He lives, like, not too far from Orlando. And my dog's going nuts up there. He heard us talking about Wardlow, so he's excited.
I know.
She's excited. Samoa Joe's going to hold on to that Ring of Honor title too.
Yes.
So, I think Wardlow. I think we're going to see Wardlow and Hobbs.
Oh yeah, that's sign me up for that. It's going to be so great.
They're going to beat the hell out of each other, and it's going to be good times.
It's again. All of the matches so far, and I underline so far, will be amazing matches. They will slap so much. And then we have the AEW World Tag Team Championship match. I am so disappointed in this match. AEW has the best tag team division in all of wrestling. And you have the Guns, which are champions, versus the Acclaimed, Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett, and Orange Cassidy and Danhausen. What the fuck is this?
Well, you know what I can't even remember when I said it, who I said it to, and somebody made a good point was, oh, I said it in a tweet. I thought when Danhausen and Orange Cassidy won, I thought they were going to do like some kind of thing where they said Orange Cassidy was going to be, he's too hurt to participate. So they got pulled from the match, and that's where they were going to put in FTR. You know, that's what I thought was going to happen because they're owed a title shot still, right?
Of course.
Yeah. And this
this is the part when I tell you, okay, FTR would probably sell a pay-per-view. Why don't they promote FTR?
That's exactly it. Like,
yeah.
And there's a possibility they could still do that tonight, maybe, you know? I don't know.
Yes, of course, but this won't make Orange Cassidy and Danhausen being in the match any less silly.
Correct.
For me. Also, please let me stress this. Orange Cassidy and Danhausen are amazing. I love them so much. Like all of these tag teams, Jillies and Jeff Jarrett, they are, you know, amazing in the ring, and they've proven to be, you know, to be worthy of where they are, except for the Guns, probably. But this is a tag team championship match on a pay-per-view. I'm not talking about a main event on Dynamite. I'm not talking about a main event on Battle of the Bells or Rampage. This is a pay-per-view match. And it's just kind of disappointing. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not saying that all these teams are crap. Like, the Acclaimed are so... I would hope so that there's something bigger coming. I hope.
I just love it. Subi was like, I was thinking it, and Subi just went with it. So there you go.
Yeah, I know. Like, thank you. But like, I will hope so. Seriously, because the thing I feared actually happened. The moment they introduced the Trios Championships, the tag team division kind of slipped by. And it's not something that I want to see. Like, if you want to have a powerful Trios division, you need to have a big tag team actually holding those tag team championship belts, just so the division doesn't get lost in shuffle. So I hope that I eat my words and the match is absolutely awesome and slaps so much, because it's Danhausen and Orange Cassidy. It's going to be so fun. Like, Orange Cassidy and Big Bill put on an extremely fun match together. The opening match to Dynamite. It was so fun, and it had major Orange Cassidy and Pac vibes. Seriously. And it was amazing. And again, I hope I get to eat my words here. But I don't know. Who wins this match? And why do I don't care about this? Like, at all.
I still think...
If Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett win those championships...
You're going to burn
somebody.
Lose
my mind and do push-ups until next week's show.
Okay. Yeah. I still think there's something that's going to happen. It might not be FTR, but I think there's something that's... It just doesn't... I don't know. It just something just doesn't seem right about this match right now.
I get it.
Our great friend Alex, who you can see tonight on the Friday post-shows for SmackDown and Rampage. Says, supporting my friends with a red heart and a purple heart. So thank you, my friend. We appreciate you. Yeah, I got... This is so hard to predict because...
If the Acclaim just win those championships back, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, I think the Guns retain. Like that's what, if it does not change at all, the Guns are retaining.
Well, that's if
I know.
Do you hear what you said?
Yes, I know, but the, like the two, I know
if,
it's
if
dumb,
the championships
but,
don't.
No, no, no. What I mean if the match doesn't change, like if somebody doesn't get added, like I'm convinced that this will not end with these four teams. Like it will not. Let me rephrase that again. This match will not start with those four teams. This is what I'm saying. I think it's going to be some kind of change. I really do. And I'm, yeah, that's all I'm saying. And I think basically the easiest way to say it is I think the winner of this match is not advertised.
Is not advertised. Okay. Yes. I get it. And you don't want to know who it is. It's the Usos, right?
Yeah. Yep. They're coming for everything.
Like, hey, belt collectors.
It's our guest for five at 5 o'clock Eastern. It's our Fightful After Dark, Fightful Coexisting After Dark guest, Kate, Miss Kate Fabe.
You're wonderful today, Rob. I appreciate you so much.
I know. Remember how to talk. So what's going on?
I know. It's your first day. Hi, Kate. We love you. Adopt me, please. So next we have. I feel like the Guns retain here. Next, we have AEW's Women's Championship match. The three-way between... that sounded weird. Jamie Hayter versus Saraya versus Ruby Soho.
I used that joke yesterday, so I can't do it again.
I know. First of all, the match between Toni Storm and Riho at this week's Dynamite was great. I missed Riho so much. But like after the match, she just disappeared. Like they all had their brawl in the ring, and like where's Riho? She's nowhere. I was puzzled as to why Ruby Soho came out and went to the ring to fight them. She could have just stayed on the ramp and enjoyed what she was watching. You know, them beating the hell out of each other, because she's obviously not taking sides for now. Yeah. Like, after the match ends, who's to know? Jamie Hayter retains here, I feel like. The sad part is, I think that Ruby Soho is in this match just so she can take the pin. This makes me angry because you guys know how much I love Ruby Soho. And she has a lot to offer, and she deserves better than to be added to a match just so she can eat the pin. Don't get me wrong, she will add so much to the match because all three of them have different in-ring style. And it will be interesting to me to watch how that works. This being the only women's match and a big-ass pay-per-view, which will be 8 hours long probably, during Women's Month is also kind of pissy to me. So hopefully at least it slaps and we get a proper storyline out of it, because it's I'm on the edge here.
Yeah, I agree with you there. They this match, I think you're going to go with Saraya. I think Saraya is going to get this victory. I think she's going to win the title. And I do agree with you. I think Ruby's going to take this pin. I mean, that's the easiest way I say it. The easiest way to see it there for me. I think that's why they added her. I hope I'm wrong. I would be perfectly fine if either Ruby wins as a shock. I just don't see that happening. I don't see a big upset.
It's going to be so great.
It would. It'd be shocking and it would be great. So that would be great. But, and I just, I just think it's more than likely we're going to see Saraya win, and I would be perfectly fine with Jamie Hayter retaining. It's just, I don't see it happening. That's all.
Jamie Hayter is so, she's incredibly hot for, like, for everyone's rooting for her. She's not at the top of the women's division. Why take the championship off of her? I know that in storyline it'll make sense, but right now she's red hot. Like, what? She's also regular hot, because, you know, yeah. So what? Just doesn't make any sense for me right now.
Yeah, yeah, and I really hope Hayter retains. I really do. I have a feeling. I just have a feeling that's the way it's gonna go. I hope I'm wrong. Yes. Really do.
Mm-hmm. And then we finish everything with the 60-minute Iron Man match between MJF and Bryan Danielson for the AEW World Championship. Look, it's my first day as well. But I get a pass because I'm Bulgarian, so there. Okay. They sold me a ticket. Yes, she's also a regular. They sold me a ticket that Bryan Danielson might actually win this match. So I'm going with Bryan Danielson here, because I'm really intrigued as to how you are MJF and you beat Bryan Danielson in a wrestling match. Because this is a wrestling match. It's a 60-minute Iron Man match. It doesn't get more wrestly than this. I don't know. It's, how can you beat Bryan Danielson in this? How? Like, that's, I think that MJF might as well be the first ever two-time AEW champion, because I predict that he's gonna win it back at Double or Nothing.
Well, isn't Moxley the first two-time?
Oh, fuck! You see just how my memory sucks? Okay, so MJF will be the second one. God, I totally forgot about Moxley's second reign.
Yeah.
Probably because it wasn't supposed to happen at all. Probably that. Yes, thank you for correcting me. Jesus. Yeah, I think Bryan Danielson wins here. I'm going to go with the upset.
Yeah. I think they have to go with, for the longest time, I was thinking they were going to go with MJF. I thought they had to go with MJF for the longest time, and now it's completely changed me because of Danielson. I think from the business side, you go with Danielson. I think there's numerous ways you could go, like with Danielson being the champ. MJF, I just don't know where they... I mean, there's different ways you can go with MJF too, obviously. I'm just very curious to see... This is a hard match to predict. It really is. Because it's... I'm obviously expecting shenanigans from MJF, because when there's going to be something there. So who knows there?
Who's going to provide the shenanigans? Like, who does he have in his back pocket? Also, I'm just excited to watch MJF wrestle, because it wasn't a secret. I told you guys on the show that I didn't enjoy the match between MJF and Moxley. I did not like it at all. I didn't like the match between MJF and Wardlow whatsoever. Like, I hated these matches because, like, the match that I will never stop bragging about was the match between MJF and Jungle Boy at Double or Nothing 2020. This was the pandemic era pay-per-view, and it was the best match on the card for me. It was a professional wrestling match. They tore the house down, okay?
Yeah.
And I have yet to see an awesome performance by MJF that will exceed this one. So if he doesn't have a great match against Bryan Danielson, I'm going to be really pissy. So this is why I'm really looking forward to this match, just so I can get a proof from MJF that he can do it.
Yeah. Eric asks, I think Danielson's going to get the win, but it's one of those things where the one thing that I love about AEW, it's hard to predict their championship matches. I got to give them that.
Yes.
So I think Danielson's going to get the win. I think that's the way to go. So we'll see, but that's the thing. I always count out MJF, and he always surprises me somewhere or another.
Yeah, so I know.
Our friend Eric Freed sends us a super chat that says, do you think anyone that loses at Revolution goes to ROH?
Samoa Joe, of course. Like,
yeah, Samoa Joe's the biggest one. Mm-hmm.
Ruby Soho in Ring of Honor would be something.
I could see Ruby. I could see, let's see. I'm going to go back and look at the card here.
Do you want to see Jay Lethal back in Ring of Honor?
I'd be fine with that. Yeah, I think it comes down to, I think the biggest one's Samoa Joe. And then there might be one of those tag teams, but I doubt it.
We have yet to know what they're gonna do with the tag team championships at Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But.
By the way, while we're on the subject of tag teams, I stopped watching that Battle Royal with the championships for the championship spot at the pay-per-view when the Kingdom got eliminated by Aussie Open, because like, come on, one of those two teams should have been on the pay-per-view. Aussie Open should have been in this match, please, and the Kingdom should have been in this match because Matt Taven is Matt Taven. Okay.
I'm going to say hi to Randy here because we usually don't get people from Facebook saying hi. So I want to say hi to Randy.
Hi.
So.
Yes. Wow. Facebook. Hi.
So thank you for tuning in. The Book of Face. Somebody watches us there. So that's awesome. But yeah, it's tough. And Kate makes a good point too. Tony doesn't only lean into what's hot, which is why I think MJF retains. That's true. But let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Ring of Honor. What do you say?
Oh, yes, please. First of all, because Kate is in the chat, of course, I will once again put over Kate and Reg from last night's Ring of Honor post-show. It was so great. I listened to the post-show before I watched Ring of Honor.
Well, you want to know... Like, when did that start? Like, when they announced it last week, right? They announced that it was going to start on, like, I think it was last week they said it was going to start at, like, 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody, like, on Twitter, like, boom, 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 like, post-show. And I was going to put, like, I would love to, host, and I saw Reg and Kate, and I'm like, you know, never mind. Those two would be perfect together.
Absolutely. And so I was, perfect together.
Yeah, and I just kind of, those two would be awesome. So... It was.
They did exactly this. I cannot believe that you guys.
Oh, it was great.
Doing shows before that. Like their chemistry, so amazing, and like they play off of each other so. It's as if they know what they're doing, right?
Yeah, and
like,
it
goes to show you that when you know what you're doing, like you know when you're with a ring general, you always do great stuff. But like they're both ring generals.
This is great. Yeah, I told Sean yesterday. I'm like. He said something about like, yeah, if it works, I'm like, are you kidding me? If it works, I'm like, this show's going to get, I'm like, you're going to green light this show faster than you green light any show ever before. And he's like, well, and pretty much.
People not only tune into the show because they love Ring of Honor, but like, because they love Reg and Kate.
Yes.
And yes. Two pluses make a huge ass plus. So mm-hmm. Yes. The match was the card was so great. Like I thought that this was going to be a 1 hour. Yeah, I thought that this was going to be a 1 hour show. And when you send me the matches to put in the script for our show, and I was like, how are they going to fit all these matches in 1 hour? And then I opened the show and it's 2 hours.
Make us, Kate. Make us.
Yes, fucking no. We will ask the questions. So
you'll have to. I'm telling you, watch the first like five minutes of the show. I want you to watch the whole show of Coexisting After Dark, but watch like the first 5 minutes if you do anything.
I will never apologize for being myself. I sometimes crack myself up. So you guys are so lucky that you have me in your lives. So it's. I'm also really, you know, what was that word?
I don't know what we're talking about now.
I forgot the word. I don't know. Yes, being the Bulgarian. Yes, the match. Lady Frost. How
wonderful Lady Frost. Is Lady Frost? Yes. Oh, man, she's
awesome. Oh, my God. Like, the Impact missed out on her for not using her correctly. So
absolutely.
I'm happy that she's out doing her thing. Lady Frost and Willow. Of course, Willow challenged... challenge for the Ring of Honor Women's Championships. Yes, hi. I know. I appreciate every one of you guys. Of course, the Kingdom in the Kingdom had a really nice showing. I'm glad to see them back in Ring of Honor because they in no way are. I feel like they would have gotten lost in shuffle in AEW because look at the pay-per-view match. so great. And of course, Matt Taven. Like, you guys know that I am a sucker for Matt Taven.
Chris says, yes, Maggie, we are lucky to have you and Rob too.
No. Thank you for existing, Chris.
Thank you.
How great is Sky Blue? Seriously, how awesome. Great is she? Like, great. This is why, one of the reasons why I love that we have Ring of Honor, because we get to see people strides so much, like Sky Blue, which we rarely see on television, which was the Josh Woods. Oh my God, Josh Woods against Takeshita. I know Josh Woods was previously a Pure Championship holder. Like, mm-hmm. I know that he's good, but like, we haven't. If you're an AEW watcher and you've never watched Ring of Honor, you would have had no idea how great Josh Woods was.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now like, you know. And now you know. Like, we know that Takeshita, they've been putting over Takeshita so much. You see Don Callis, like, keeping an eye on Takeshita. And Takeshita's gear was exactly like Don Callis's coat. Mm. I so appreciate those little details.
Yep.
This was great. So I'm interested to see what happens there. But yes, Josh was one of the greatest things on this show, as was Zack Sabre Jr. against Blake Christian. Match of the night.
How about that match?
Made the list, Rob.
It's like that match, just Jesus.
Zack Sabre Jr. is such a special talent, and I'm sure as hell sure that we are getting Zack Sabre Jr. against Bryan Danielson in Forbidden Door 2.
The deuce.
I'm just so psyched for this. Zack Sabre Jr. gets it. He just gets it. He's so British.
Yeah.
He's so British.
That catch too, like when he caught
he caught him in a cravat from what was that, a topi? What, like AJ Styles used to do it in TNA. Well, I forget what it was called.
I don't remember the name of it, but
but he caught him in a cravat.
Yeah.
And I was
believe.
I'm so impressed now. Have all my panties now, please, sir.
I threw my shirt like John Cena. I just took it off and somebody, I don't know what the hell happened. Somebody threw it back and there's nobody in my house. So I don't know what the hell happened, but it worked.
Imagination. Oh, you South Park lovers know what I'm talking about. Yes. Then we had, by the way, so nice to have Mark Briscoe in action. Like he opened the night against Slim J. Claudio Castagnoli and AR Fox.
Yep.
I'm so glad that AR Fox is getting the appreciation he deserved. He said that he auditioned for Ring of Honor way back in the day, but they didn't want him or he wasn't good enough. And he said, well, guess what? I put in the work and now I'm here. And I'm just, I love seeing people succeed, and this is so great. The whole card was absolutely bonkers. Like the 2 hours, if I would have had time to watch the show, the 2 hours would have flown by. But because I was so anxious, because time was pressing for me. And I would prefer if it was a 1 hour show or probably an hour and a half, just like Impact. But like 2 hours is a bit much. If I know that they will never seem so much if, you know, if the wrestling is great, I know. But like, it's, come on, guys, like, think about the people at the other side of the world who are, you know, 7 hours difference and, you know, a full-time job. And think for us, okay? There's a lot of wrestling out there.
Yeah, it's just, wow, you know, and yeah. New York Fox is, I've had the pleasure of watching him a few times, and like the match that he was talking about was from 2015. I looked it up last night. It was from it was a dark match because I was curious, and the two people he wrestled were one was a guy named Chase Brown, who went by the name Cauliflower Brown, and the other one was a guy named Peter Casa. Neither one of those guys are wrestling, and he was teaming up with a guy named Ken Phoenix, who is not wrestling either, but it just didn't work out for him. It was just one match from 2015, so it's just crazy. But it's awesome that 7 years or 8 years later, he's there.
Please display Ryan's chat.
That one? Belt is so square.
I have no idea why this is so funny to me. I'm just a dork. I'm sorry. Let's move on, please. Okay. Please, guys, watch Ring of Honor.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Yeah, Ring of Honor, AEW Dynamite, got AEW Rampage tonight. Yeah, we'll go ahead and preview AEW Rampage real quick. Tonight, Top Flight taking on Claudio Castagnoli and Wheeler Yuta versus Aussie Open.
And Dark Order. Why isn't this the match that we're getting on the pay-per-view?
Yeah, that's a good
question. Why? This is so great.
Yep. And then you also have Keith Lee and Dustin Rhodes taking on the Mogul affiliates of Parker Boudreaux and Mr. Swerve Strickland.
These are the only two things from the
show. So far, I think they might have announced another one by now, but yeah, I'm going to go ahead.
It's going to be live, right? It's going to be a live show.
Yep, it's going to be a live show. Live. So, and then they're going to have some interviews and stuff. So, so they'll have some interviews and stuff. And mm-hmm. They'll add probably some matches. I think they're also going to, I assume they're actually going to add the pre-show matches too, I assume. So we'll find out that. But yeah, let's get ready.
Thankfully, they do something with the Elite in the House of Black because I need more, seriously.
Yeah. All right.
You might as well just play the video.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. So nice, guys. For those of you who weren't aware, this is a little boy who was fitted for the very first time with a prosthetic leg, and he immediately walked. And it was all natural. This is exactly how I walk in right after I got out of bed. So this is exactly how things work. We love good things happening to good people, and like it was so fucking adorable. We appreciate good things on the show.
Yeah, just seeing
and
his
this
face.
Is exactly what we do after talking about Ring of Honor. So
yeah, and seeing the kids, the child's face, and
it's just pure joy.
Yeah, and how happy he was.
Pure joy.
Yeah, it moved me, and I mean, I asked right away, I'm like, Maggie, I'm like, here we go, please.
Yes, Rob was one to pick this Cooper effect. And while we were on, good things, might as well talk about some awful things. Brock Lesnar versus someone.
Yeah, we go from the great to the what the hell.
to the what the hell is going on? Rob, why?
Well, you know, the one thing I will say is were you able to watch The List and Your Boy yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Sean and Jimmy had a really good conversation about this on The List and Your Boy Goes On, or The List Goes On as well. And
because they said all of the people who Brock didn't want to work with. And he actually said Omos. I get it. I know. Do you think Vince is back?
I do now. Well, I think what it is Vince, like, obviously has Brock's ear, but after this past Monday, after watching Raw and just seeing a couple of things just here and there that had Vince McMahon's like fingerprints written all over it, I'm like, we know the dude has say, obviously, but the dude is like, he's telling them what to do. He might not be there, but he's telling them what to do. Just like how he used to do, like when he would not occasionally be at shows, at Raw tapings and stuff. So, I don't know. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, just what the hell?
It's one of those days that I didn't want to wake up. Yeah. Okay, so Brock Lesnar and Vince McMahon have a connection together. When it was told that Vince McMahon was out of the show, Brock Lesnar left the building, you know, then he had to come back, you know, like they have a weird bro connection with each other.
Yeah.
I know. I will always think that Vince is never fully gone, if I may say it like that. I don't know. It was up to them to make almost an interesting thing in wrestling, right? It was on them. Yeah. But like, everyone beat him.
Yep.
He was a big thing when he was paired with AJ Styles, because newsflash, when you're paired with AJ Styles, if you don't make it, it's probably your fault. But everyone beat him. I get that he's an attraction, but it's definitely not for me. I am happy for people who are excited about this match. I'm happy for those people because they're the ones who get what they want. They're the ones who will have a blast watching the show. It is definitely not for me. Seriously, it's not for me. But I will tell you what, because everyone wanted to see Gunther against Brock Lesnar. Everything is pointing at the fact that he's going to face Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania and probably Sheamus in a triple threat. Probably. But I will still not like this, because what I personally wanted was a one-on-one match between Gunther and Sheamus, just like the one they did at the Sandcastle pay-per-view in Cardiff. And then Sheamus finally pinning Gunther and having his moment, WrestleMania moment that he never got. Well, yeah, of course, he got one, but he was booed out of the building when he beat Daniel Bryan. it was probably AJ Lee's fault because she kissed Daniel Bryan. So it's probably the woman's fault, right? It's May.
Oh, yeah.
It's March. It was probably the woman's fault. I love you, AJ. Hi.
Hi.
So this is what I want. Okay, this is the positive part for me, because Brock Lesnar will not be in a match against Gunther, and Gunther will be free to have this amazing match that they like. I'm trying to look at it in a positive way. I'm really trying. but there's also the positive thing here is that I could probably go to the bathroom during this match.
Well, yeah. I mean, true. It's...
Where's the lie?
Yeah, where is the lie? I mean, there's not one.
Show me where I'm wrong! Brock Lesnar doesn't need to prove how big and manly he can be in the ring. We all know that! Like, we are familiar with you, Brock! There's zero need for... like. The only reason why this would be entertaining, if he starts suplexing Omos for hours, and exaggerating for dramatic effect, and Omos gets zero offense. Because like this will be insulting to my wrestling brain that Omos can get a bit of offense against Lesnar.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So we have a super chat from Eric that I'll read quick. I'm going through a tough time currently, but I am thrilled Ring of Honor is back. Thrilled Coexisting is going hard. Thrilled Kate the Great is on today. Love you. I love you, buddy, and I'm sorry that you're going through a hard time. I know we chat here and there on Instagram, so like always, if you need to chat, hit me up.
Sending love.
Yeah, we want nothing but the best, and you always send me the best memes, man. You really do, so thank you. He really does.
I appreciate people who make you laugh all the time. So thank you, Eric. Jesus, you're the best. Guys, please like the video.
Becky Lynch and Lita, new tag team champions, with Trish Stratus.
This was such. Okay, so they had Trish come out here. Why the hell didn't they have her in Canada? Why?
I'm telling you, this
is... Someone please tell me why.
Because this is, like, this is another thing where I'm wondering, tell me why. Oh, Soupy's going to ruin the shit out of us for this one. Anyways. This shit has Vince written all over it, too.
This is weird, because, like, everyone says that Trish is turning heel. And I have such a huge problem with this. Because, A, why would she help them get the championships if she's going to turn on them?
Yeah, why?
And B, I always have a handful of Hall of Famers, which I never want them to turn heel, and Trish is one of them. I never want her to be a heel. Never.
I mean, yeah, she was a heel, during the...
Ever.
Chris Jericho, Christian... days?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, there we go. That's bad. But I'm fine. But I'm just saying, I mean, I don't... Oh, we got a frozen Maggie. There, she's back.
It was me. I thought it was you. Okay, I was saying, was that Lita is the other one who I don't want to turn heel. So I don't know what we're doing here. If I always thought that we would get Becky, Lita, and Trish against Damage Control at WrestleMania, but what may actually happen is we get Becky and Lita against Ronda and Shayna, and Trish against Bayley. Like, I have no idea. Trish and Bayley against Becky and Lita. What? Like, what?
If I don't like either one.
Of course, if they make these things make sense, I will be so on board with this, because all of these matches are awesome matches.
They need to give Becky, or excuse me, they need to give Bayley a match. That's what they need to do. They need to give Bayley a match.
Yes, of course. Like, Bayley has been building towards a match with Trish for more than a year now on Twitter. Yeah.
Yep.
And for them simply to team together would be extremely painful for my, you know, well-being and my anxiety. So I don't know. I don't even know what the logical thing to do here is. Yeah. But I will tell you what. You can tune in to our Fightful post Rampage and SmackDown show tonight, because both Kate and Alex know what they're talking about, and they may make some sense out of this.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. So you also have, we'll talk in NXT real quick, Wesley and Nathan Frazer.
Oh.
Frazer had a banger. That was fun.
Yeah. Assuming they're going to have a ladder match at Stand and Deliver, you know, Nathan Frazer must be in this match, absolutely. But on the other hand, hey, Nathan, remember that huge ass injury that you just came back from? You want to be in a ladder match? Sure. Let's put you in a ladder match.
Yeah.
But Nathan Frazer proves every week when he gets to wrestle, of course, just how amazing he is. And it shows that he's Seth Rollins' student. It shows so much. Like, he has taken so many of the moves and in-ring capability of Seth Rollins. And this is a good thing, because Seth is one of the greatest. Seriously. Yeah. I love Nathan Frazer.
Yeah. So we have Brooks Jensen, Josh Briggs, and Kiana James.
So. Okay. Tell me how, because this is really funny. Do you know what, like, did you watch NXT?
Yeah, I did.
Did you pay attention to NXT?
Yes, I did.
Do you know what they said in that segment? I was laughing so much. I was doing my post-workout yoga, and I almost killed myself. So Briggs asked Brooks, what's happening? Why are you fighting? And Jensen said, we're not fighting. Everything's fine. But we haven't spoken to each other since Valentine's Day. How the hell do you know that everything's fine since you haven't spoken in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
They haven't spoken to each other in 2 weeks. And he was like, oh, no, we're still together. Everything's fine.
Yeah. I stopped. I'm like, oh, that's good. I'm like, what the hell? Who wrote this bullshit? I said that. Like, I'm like, so I literally said that out loud. And I'm one of those people that do not talk to myself, but I literally said that out loud. I'm like, who writes this bullshit? I'm like, literally, I go, who writes this bullshit?
But like, Josh Briggs tells Jensen that he's going to go and talk to Kiana James. Tell me that this doesn't scream that there's going to be a thing there.
Yep. There's a hill. There's something. There's something.
There is something.
Yep.
Oh my god, this is going to be such a soap opera finish.
Yeah, I know. That's the best part of all this. It's going to be
this is the best part, and I'm so excited about this.
Because the best is I'm going to get to see Alex's and Kate's reaction to it. That's the best part of all of it. That's what I'm anxious for.
I'm so sorry, but this just became so entertaining to me.
It went from what the hell is this to...
Yes,
I can't
oh
wait.
My god, I can't wait. Yes, yeah. This is so
I
great.
Might actually ask you to do live reactions for that next week.
Yes, thank you. NXT live reactions, who would have thought?
Yeah,
yes,
you'd just be pissed, but that'd be worth it just for that one.
This will be just me laughing so much for like a half an hour.
Soupy sent us a super chat. It says, if Vince is back, Lita will become heel and feud with Beth Phoenix to get Edge back. I know how it sounds.
Yes, Soupy, right on the spot there. Thank you, as usual. You're so great. Back to NXT. We had a really, really awesome segment for in-ring segment with Gigi Dolin. She had a fantastic promo where she sounded natural, like, you know, a human being. She did say, oh, I hated everything that Toxic Attraction did. No, you liar, you loved it.
Yeah.
Like, if she, just
trying to get her to be the face, I guess, out of this.
I know. It's what they usually do. But then we get Tiffany Stratton, who challenges for the NXT Women's Championship. either Roxanne or Meiko Satomura. It's going to be a really awesome match, by the way. And I'm really torn because I don't think Tiffany should lose her championship match. She's so great. We talked at length about Tiffany Stratton with Kate on Coexisting After Dark. Please tune in after the show ends. So great. She's improved so much. She hasn't missed a step after her injury, so I'm really happy about that. And we got Carmelo Hayes versus Tyler Bate, which you need to go out of your way and go and watch, because when you have two awesome competitors like Hayes and Bate, you'll have an amazing match. The finish was iffy, and I will always hate that because you have to keep Carmelo Hayes strong. Yeah. Because of the match he's about to have, a send and deliver. So him winning in iffy ways is just poor booking for me. It doesn't make any sense. I know that they're trying to keep Tyler Bate, you know, safe, but there's other ways to do that. Really quick, the SmackDown preview for tonight. We have Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler against Tegan Nox and Natalya. Poor Tegan Nox, man. I'm so disappointed in that. I still think that she should have returned to NXT. This was the better choice for me. Then we have Rhea Ripley against Liv Morgan and Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. I almost said Corey Rhodes. Hi, Corey. I know you're in the chat. Roman Reigns again and Cody Rhodes will go face to face, hopefully.
Possibly.
And then what was the other thing that was?
So Solo Sikoa versus Sami Zayn was
versus Sami Zayn. This will be an emotional match. Yeah. Also a real good slapper.
Here we go.
Guys, you know that we got Kate on Coexisting After Dark for Fightful Select. She is the first ever person to be a two-time guest on our show, and I'm so glad that it was her. Please just go and watch our stream together. We had so much fun. Like Rob said, please, the first 5 minutes, it was just us laughing at each other because, you know, this is just me putting over Kate more and more because, like, she's one of my favorites. I always look up to her and everything that she does because she's doing so great on Fightful and everything that she's so in love with, which is wrestling. And I will always adore women having a voice in this male dominated sphere. I want to say, she's definitely an inspiration, and you can watch the show and see for yourself just how in love she is with Ring of Honor and with, you know, life. And she's such a positive person, and I adore having her in my life. It's weird that I've never seen her in person, but she means so much to me. So please go and watch the show. I could never put Kate over enough, but just go and watch the show. She's so great.
Yeah, absolutely. 100% agree with everything Maggie said. She is a great, great person. But you guys already know that she is, she's Kate, you know, she's awesome. Everything about her just kicks ass. And, the people that get to know her become better people. And,
yes. Nice
that, input. That goes a long ways. You're better off knowing Kate and having a Kate in your life. Just how I say the same thing about Maggie, like, having a Kate in your life is good. And Kate, we love you and so thankful for you. And I will always, always stand in line for you to get chicken tenders, no matter what. If there ever comes a time, I will do it. I can't pee for you, but I will stand in line for chicken tenders. I mean, if it's possible, I guess I can. I'm just not going to go to jail for it. I mean, there's certain things I will go to jail for, but.
We've had the show for more than a year now, and this is the first time I've finished a full glass of water.
There you go.
Hooray for me.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways. But yeah. Never mind. I'm not gonna say that email that I just got there. Like, I'll just say it's spam. But it was like, ooh, nice headline though.
Was this the first joke or?
No. It was perfect timing though. It's like,
oh, okay.
I'm like, maybe later.
Hello.
I actually only have one joke today.
That's fine.
Yeah. I broke up with a girl years ago because of her. I broke up with a girl years ago because of her obsession with counting. I wonder what she's up to these days. Ba-dum-bum.
I had it. Lost. I know. It's fine. Yeah. It's okay.
You know how it goes. My first freaking day. You know?
You're adorable with it. Come on, it's fun.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah, because I never mind. Almost lost it again there. Anyways, guys, I want to say thank you for tuning in today. We will be on the Fightful Select pre-show on Friday. Or excuse me, on Sunday.
Sunday.
Jesus Christ. Jesus. At 2:00 Eastern. It's my first day again. Jesus. How many times am I gonna have a first day? 2:00 Eastern on Sunday for the AEW Revolution Fightful Select pre-show. Myself, Maggie, Chris Mueller, Ryan Sullivan will be there for sure. I know those four will be there. I'm sure we'll have some other ones there.
The usual suspects.
Yeah, I know Alexis said he's not gonna make it, I believe.
Yeah, she said he wasn't going to make it. Boo.
But Jesse Vasquez will be there. He'll be there. So yeah, we'll do that on Sunday at 2:00 Eastern. So the usual suspects. So we will talk about everything that we pretty much talked about today, but you'll hear more stuff and we'll probably change our minds and we'll have laughs and all kinds of fun shenanigans.
Yeah, like we always do on pre-shows. I love these pre-shows so much.
Yep. But guys, I want to say thank you very much. Do us a favor. Follow me on Twitter at Rob Wilkins. Otherwise, you can follow me on Instagram. Maggie, tell everybody where they can follow you at.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram, Jesus, at Maggie.IK. Please leave a thumbs up on the video, share and with your friends and everyone. And please leave a comment after the video ends.
Yeah, and I don't know if they've announced it on their podcast channel or Twitter or anything yet, but the Wrestling Perspective podcast with Dennis Farrell and Lars Fredrickson, they have a really good guest this weekend on Sunday. John Hannigan, who just became the national openweight champion in MLW, will be their guest. I will actually start transcribing everything today. So check that out Sunday before you check us out on Fightful Select. So yeah, Johnny Impact. Used to be Johnny Impact. Now he's Johnny MLW or whatever the hell they want to call him now. But
Johnny Everything.
Yeah, Johnny Everything. So, Soupy sends us another super chat. Thank you, sir.
If you wanted anything to say in that super chat, you can
still say it's a bubble. So
yeah, it's a bubble. Hi. Oh, you're a West Ham United fan. Okay, forever blowing bubbles.
All right. Guys, want to say thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you. We love you. We will see you next week on Friday, March 10th, on the road to WrestleMania. I've always wanted to say that. Yeah, I did it.
Is there a sign somewhere?
Yeah, there's a sign. It's the Ace of Base. I saw it. Like it. All right, I'm such a dork. All right, guys.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.